We don't want to hear the defense about it. We just want to hear him deal with the prosecution, because that's going to be where the fire is there. So, because right now he's getting softball questions. He's doing great. Good. And a lot of people were kind of shocked at first that why would you put him on the stand if he is on a fast track to not guilty, minimum acquittal. But a not guilty plea is absolutely in the realm of not, I don't want to ever say certainty in any of these things, but very strong possibility. But so far he's doing fine, and everything seems to be there. We'll see what happens when the actual prosecution, who hasn't had a good, you know, hasn't had a good week. Let's just be honest with that. All of us who have had a bad day, just remember that the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse case is still going on. And he might try to pull some kind of rabbit out of a hat, but it's going to be pretty difficult for him to do that. So we'll see. Nothing really there. And of course, any breaking news that comes across the Twitter feed, I will let you know about that. I may touch upon the fact that AMC, I talked about this yesterday, if you were listening at the end of the show, which I know all of you were, about how the Marvel gravy train, which has been propping up the movie industry for 10 years, because without Marvel, movie theaters are dead. And the $10 billion, $20 billion they brought in over a 12-year period. But that gravy train's over. Okay? That gravy train is over. It is done. It is finita. Fini, as the French would say. But everybody's looking at Spider-Man now. There's a Spider-Man movie coming out in a month. I think it's, you know, Spider-Man kind of far from maybe around the corner from home. I don't know. They all have home in them because that's their little neat thing. And this is the big one where they're bringing back Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield and Doc Ock. And like, this is their Avengers Endgame. And so everybody's hoping that they make money on that. That and that Ghostbusters Afterlife film. I don't know if any of you have really heard about that. That one actually looks pretty interesting. That one comes out next week. I'm going to go see that one because the buzz on that one is it's very much anti, if not even anti-social justice. It's just a movie. It's just a movie. It's not even anything else. So I'm going to take a look and get back to you guys there. So we have all of that here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel. But let me get to the first story of the day. And it really puts into crystallization this, that governments are like high school. It's essentially kind of funny that the mock UNs and your mock governments are all at high school. I don't know how many of you were part of your mock UNs or your mock governments. No, because it was usually nerds that were a part of it. So when these people who participate in these things grow up and then become the future leaders, quote unquote leaders, of your governments, which is why they all had a freak out when Donald Trump got elected. They were like, the bully's here. And that's what happens when like a person that didn't get themselves involved in these activities, like when the jock takes over student council and everybody's like, what do we do? That's pretty much what happened there. But you have your nerds, which is mostly every Western government. United States, Britain, France, they're all nerdy. Macron, Boris Johnson, like none of these guys are cool. None of these guys are anything else but nerds. They are. The way they talk, the way they act, all that stuff. Even Obama, he was the cool nerd. That's why he's so cool. Guy was nerdy as anything. You ever see that guy dance? No. Guy's wooden. Guy's got the rhythm of a boat in still water. But they're all these kind of sticks. And you have your UN leaders when you're at the COP26, And they're all your little nerds, your Western civilizational countries. They're just going from class to class and talking about cutting energy and carbon taxes and net zeros and all this other kind of lame, awful, stupid things that nobody cares about, just like the nerds in high school. Not even nerds, like dweeb nerds. There are nerds that are fine, but then you got your like dweeb nerds, right? I'm going real hardcore here. And they try to impress all the wrong people. And they're trying to fill out this rubric. They're trying to fill out the rubric of, oh, well, we pledge to have carbon neutral by 2041, or we're going to have plastic straws everywhere in 2 years. Like, they're all trying to say this stuff to impress people. And you and I are like, I don't care. They're like, well, we're going to be carbon neutral by 2021. And people are like, okay. We're going to have electric cars by that. Well, I don't want electric cars. Right? She tried to impress us with these things. And everybody's like, hey, am I going to be able to heat my house this year? And that's what you see at every one of these conferences. It's just a nerd dork symposium. Where they're trying to come out with these impressive things, and the average American, the average Briton, the average French person are like, oui, oui, I do not care. Yes, I do not care about these things. But you know who's not in those nerd classes? You know who's not there running around trying to impress you and me? I'll give you one hint.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Virus. Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all, no. Not at all. It comes from China. China. It comes from China. China.
That's right, the Chinese. The Chinese. They ain't in any of these classes. They weren't even at COP26. They sent a video. They sent a video to this thing. Ah, yes, we do not like pollution. Hey! Hey! Throw another fire! Yeah, we don't like pollution at all. That's right. China is your playground bully. Or that kid who's too cool for school, Walter Cronkite, hanging out in the... They don't go to classes, but they're at school all day. What are they doing? They're smoking cigarettes in the courtyard. But they're cool, man. China's cool. They got all them rare earth minerals for your nerdy little... Oh, you want electric car? I got stuff for you. I got rare earth mineral. You have all them. You got pay, though. China's cool, man. China's got all the people to get all the stuff you need. All that cheap crap from Amazon, baby. Oh, you want cheap crap from Amazon? I got you. Don't you worry about it. I got you, man. You fine. It'll cost you. China don't need to go to these classes. Because they love, but they go. Why do they go to these conferences? Or why? Because they love to see the little nerds. The little nerd dorks from the United States, these United States, Britain, France, Spain, the EU, all squirm when they walk in the room, which is why people are putting pictures of Trump in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. That's why the Chinese didn't like him. Because they're like, Trump, you do what we say. No, I ain't doing anything what you say. You be quiet. You sit there. You shut up. New sheriff's in town. His name's Trump. So, at the COP26, you got these United States and the EU and all these other little countries. Excuse me, China. Excuse me, guys from China. You guys are going to cut your carbon emissions, right? And that big, bad bully sitting there on the bench with his fake leather jacket, takes in that deep cigarette, takes a deep coal-powered cigarette. Blows blows it in the face of all these nerds. You think I stopped using coal? I build all the coal. I take all the coal from everywhere. What are you talking about? Why you stop using coal, stupid idiot? It's cheap. Headline from Breitbart.com. China's coal output hits multi-year high as climate conference continues. China's state-run Global Times boasted on Monday, seven of the COP26 climate conference in Scotland, day seven, that coal output had reached its highest level in recent years. So China's vast array of carbon-spewing coal-fired power plants can ensure energy supply security and residential heating during the winter.